Okay, welcome back to the zoo. There's this old drill mentality for autistics that are run by antichrists, they like to tell you that, you know, if you deal with zigger-zaggers is to go with the flow. Yeah, go with the freaking flow. It's a code word for dealing with chaos as the baseline. You know, no order, everything chaos with no order, nothing. It's just like, it really gets depressing what you expect. It's wondering why I don't get any sleep. I don't get any sleep anymore. Because, I don't get much sleep anymore because I don't know what to expect anymore. It's like, you know, just, you know, day by day. Well, that's not a good way to live. Where was my psychologist when I really needed him to hold other people accountable? But, anyhow. Stand by for a moment. Yeah, so apparently the minifig news guy wants to commit suicide. That's what he posted on his YouTube. That's what he's not in. Do you know if he's okay? Chevy didn't know anything. You didn't know that the minifig news guy posted that? Well, I know a thing or two of posting suicidal stuff on social media, and no one takes it seriously. No. Should we? I don't think. Oh fuck. Cause I don't think anyone does anything. No, cause people like, I'll tell you something. If someone is posting that, this channel may totally disappear as I'm contemplating suicide as I'm a total failure. Oh, God. What's going on with the minifig news guy? Yeah, we'll see what we can do with that. I don't know. I just don't get why no one else is flagging that. I hope he's okay, you know, because he didn't show up, so. I think he's like on a cell phone. I don't want to say. Yeah, please don't. Please don't, Chevy. I don't appreciate that. I don't want to put any conjecture on our buddy here. I know that minifig news guy was not doing well as a platform, so I think he's going through desperate measures to manipulate the audience for sympathy. He probably learned it from his own mother. All right, let's react to this before. Let's just start our LNR intro again.
In the underground pop world, which is better, bondage or humiliation?
Humiliation.
Oh.
Discipline,
right on, discipline.
But what side is Steven on? Gotta wait. It's the Love and Relationships Hour.
Alright, we're brought to you by From Techie Crafts. Let's react to this video here. This is the girl in the blue dress, who I believe is from this area. Now, this video was posted on May 21st, 2022. When I discovered this in the fall of last year, it was just over a million, and now it's 1.5 million thanks to ABBA and Preach, which I'm not a big fan of them. They're out of country reactors, and they do a very critical look on individuals. We are not, because I've seen this video, and not only that, this might be the only YouTuber that is going to be reacting to this person who's from my state, the Granite State, and I'm going to ask certain questions, and maybe I'll politicize it in some ways and ask Kelly Ayotte, your cunt smells. By the way, I can smell it all the way up here in the little Merrimack here, God. And see if maybe fentanyl is not the problem. Maybe it's loneliness. It's very hard to watch, and I can tell she's from New Hampshire because she mentions Dartmouth. She says she goes over the river, the Connecticut River, but she mentions Hampton positively, so that's why I'm assuming she's from New Hampshire, but from the I-89 corridor for sure. So I'm gonna go to this, and she's probably, I think, 27 now. There's so many things you just want to go and hug her. And of course, hugging a girl in New Hampshire or in northern New England is considered to be scandalous. Not only that, they don't like being hugged, or they don't know how to respond to it. I hate living here. I can relate to her a lot, and we're gonna react to this in real time. From one person to the other.
It's Saturday at 6 p.m. and I'm sitting alone in my apartment at my desk staring at my computer. Like 99.999% of every other Saturday. And I went to get a pizza because I still don't know how to eat right. And, you know, Dartmouth is graduated or graduating. And this always happens when I drive in on the weekend to get my unhealthy food that I eat alone in my apartment. And I see all of them. All of the Dartmouth students.
All the Dartmouth.
And they're really cute outfits.
Oh, look at your
walking
outfits.
Around downtown, holding hands, walking down to the river to swim, walking to their apartment,
river.
Sitting out on the green with friends, stuff to do, or going back to their dorm so they can probably do stuff later because it's a Saturday, and I get my pizza, and I go back to my apartment. Because I don't have any friends. And honestly, I don't think I've ever had friends. Not like real friends. I mean, obviously, I had like friends in high school and college. But it was the most superficial level. If I was in class, I would have people to talk to. People liked me. I don't think I was a totally unlikable person. And I would do after school activities, and people would talk to me, and I had people that I was close to. But we never did anything besides that.
Alright, let's just pause there for a moment. She talks about superficial. She mentions, friends in the moment and go out. That's exactly what happened to me. Even when I was in regular ed and in elementary, and that was more on me. But as I got older, the tables turned. So who's really autistic?
I never did anything after school in high school. If I did, it was rare. Like, the times, like, prom, Mom had to ask a friend, son, to ask me, and then he left early with another girl, which at the time I thought was hilarious, because I could tell a story to my friends, and maybe that would be interesting. I haven't spoken to any of them in person. I'll see him on Instagram, but we've never hung out with any of my friends from high school. Same thing with college. I mean, started senior year, but, you know, like, the second people started doing stuff on the weekends, I was always alone in my dorm room watching all the other kids walk to the parties. I've never had a friend that I would just spend time with and tell everything to.
This is one thing that I'm really wondering, and again, I keep saying this, Gen X or Gen Z, are most descendants from Gen Xers, which are mostly descendants of, the Silent Generation. I'm a millennial with a Gen X mother and a former Silent Generation grandmother, and, I think there is a culture where people didn't get out and actually reach out. There's a difference of being out and about and being emotionally there. And I think it's a huge problem. Like, when you hear the Xers say, oh, we were out till the sun went down. What did that... Were they by themselves? They probably were. And I'm not speaking in regards to her folks or her social circle. I'm not trying to speak on behalf. I'm trying to, like, figure out what the breakdown is. Because I think the breakdown of society isn't what we are assuming it is. Sex, segregation, liberalism, stuff like that. I think it's actually the opposite. I only get too political, like, to me, Beanie Baby Tim Pool here. But let's go on. Let's try to hug for this poor thing.
I really thought I got close with Caitlin and Molly and Katrina and Aaron.
Oh my god. I mean, it was a sad freeze frame here. When I did the Londonderry NHX spells, I didn't name anybody. I've had a history of calling out people on social media and getting flack for it. So there were names that I didn't mention. Still won't. But this girl, the blue dress, does. And you can see how sad it is. The way I just still framed it here is, you know, sad. That's all you can say. There's not much you can say in this video. I haven't preached it a lot of talking, but in this show, we're letting her do the talking.
And it's been 2 years. I haven't made a single friend, and there was a girl I met on Bumble, but I never went anywhere, and she moved, and you know what? It's my fault, because, you know, I complain about not having anyone, but the minute anyone does come to my life and I have a chance, I do nothing with it. She invited me over to her apartment, and we ate. I could have
Class in agreement.
But every time she texted me, I would wait like a day to respond. And when we made plans, I would always feel awkward about it because all I wanted to do was be back in my apartment. Then I'm in my apartment, I'm alone.
Vicious circle.
So it's like, what the fuck is wrong with me that I complain about this and then I make no effort to try to change it? I mean, ever since I started applying to grad school, I gave up on trying to make friends here. And it's noticeable. My landlord, Elaine, keeps commenting on how all of her past tenants do things on the weekends, basically calling me like a friendless loser, which is true, but like...
Yeah, that
to
is...
To just say that to me was really hard.
That's, okay, that's the other problem here. We've lost, you want to talk about degradation of society? Why, you know, the shame-based culture? I think we need to really be careful, because cancel culture, and I mean, I don't want to be comparing apples and pieces here, but the shame culture is almost like, it's like cancel culture is like, shame-based culture on steroids. So we still have a shame culture, but this is what the shame culture used to be. It's just pointing out the flaws so bluntly and make the individual choose like she was doing this. This is, it's counterproductive. A landlord should never be interjecting personal opinions like that. She could have a case, but in New Hampshire, civil rights is just, it's in name only.
And that's why I feel like, you know, I mentioned earlier that I'm about to enter my mid-20s, and I feel like I have no experiences or social skills.
This isn't an alarm. People should not be alarmed.
I feel like I'm delayed. By the time I do make friends, it's just going to be so late for me. Yeah, don't even get into relationships. I mean, that's the same story, but I feel like that's a whole fucking other mess, you know? And everyone tells me I'm young and I have time. But it's still hard. So gross. I'm sorry. I knew I was emotional. I didn't think I'd be crying like this.
And this is the reality, people. You're not gonna... No.
I just don't know what's wrong with me. That I can't make it work. That I'm just lazy when it comes to making friends.
Oh, there's the millennials and Xers saying that. Boomers, you know, too.
When you just find that person that you're with all the time, and again, I'm not talking romantically. And it's been hard, especially with mom and dad, because before I would just talk to them because I had no one else. But now with all the divorce stuff, there's stuff I can't talk to them about, and I know it, and Travis and Kyle are too emotional, and I can't talk to anyone. I just look at myself and I don't know. I'm wasting all these days. I just feel so lonely. I'm just so lonely all the time. But I'm also terrified of it, and I also want to be alone. Like, maybe I'm just meant to be alone. Maybe some people are meant to just be alone. And I just feel like I'm expected to have people. Like, when I picture my future, I see what I want. But when I think what's actually gonna happen, I see myself being that woman in her 40s who never found anybody. So I, like, I don't know, like, I adopt a kid or, like, get, like, IVF or something. Like, I don't.
IVF, yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but. Like, I don't see myself meeting anyone and having good kids and friends. I'd like those things, but I don't think I'm gonna get it. And Travis and Kyle will. I know they will. And I'll be the older sister. Who's getting constantly lapped in life by her younger siblings, and I'm so happy for them, and I'm not resentful. I'm happy. They deserve to be happy, but you're supposed to look up to your older sibling, and I genuinely don't know what they have to look up to me for. They made more friends. They had more relationships. Travis is already in a better, higher paying job. They've traveled more. They've done more. They've experienced more. What do they have to look up to me for? Now I'm just pitying myself. It looks so fucking depressing. I feel like stuff has to change, but I don't know. Once I move back to Hampton, how to change it? How do we make friends?
She said Hampton there.
I don't know how to make friends, and I'm scared. I want to run into somebody. I hate meeting people online. It's so awkward. And you put all this into a conversation, but when you meet someone, you don't have that. Like, I feel like I need to meet people. I need to meet people, but I don't know how, and I don't think it's possible that an adult to just run into people. And I'm just gonna be sitting at home like I did all through high school. I think I'm a good person. I think I have a lot to offer. I don't know how to make myself try. I don't know how to make myself more invested. And when someone texts, to text back immediately and to just be excited about plans of their last minute and to not to say, oh, I want my alone time when I'm alone all the time.
It's unfortunate, vicious circle.
I think this is why it made me drink a lot on the weekends.
Aww.
Because I'm not drinking tonight. I had a Coke when I went to get a pizza. Really look at me. I don't know why I'm talking. Wow, this has been so great. People keep saying it'll happen. You know, when I was in middle school, they said high school, in high school, they said college, in college, real life, and now I'm here. I think people are running out of excuses to tell me about why I'm stuck in this place. And there's no one to be mad at by myself. I can't be mad at other people. I can't be mad at the world. I'm mad at myself because I don't try. I really don't. And then I get so mad. It's like I'm just so terrified. It's the same thing with work. I'm so terrified that I'll fuck it up, that I don't do anything at all. And then, of course, if you don't do anything at all, then it happens. So it's like trying to avoid that fear. I'm just ensuring that the fear will happen.
Vicious circle.
I mean, when I move back to Hampton, I really gotta step it up.
She mentioned Hampton
again. I gotta join all those student organizations at Simmons. I gotta get a job and talk to the people. I gotta be on Bumble BFF. I gotta join groups. I have to try. And I feel like that's really going to be the test. I think the past couple years have been hard, but I think that if I don't fix it in the next year, when I'm back in Hampton, I think that's just going to be who I am, because I don't know. I just feel like I said before, 20 to 23, early 20s, 24 to 26. Or mid-20s, 27 to 29, or late 20s. I'm about to enter my mid-20s without ever having a solid friend. And that needs to fucking change. Either that needs to change, or I need to just be okay with it. I either need to start making friends, or just accept the fact that I'm gonna be this alone person and just come to terms with being like the cool aunt, the way Janie is to Ellen and all, and you know, Kelly and Ryan and Connor, that I'll just be the cool aunt for Travis and Kyle. Like, I either have to change my habits or just accept the habits I already have. And I think I'm gonna give it another year of the first option. And then after that,
We'll talk about acceptance. In the meantime, I'm just gonna sit here the rest of the night, watch some reaction videos on Patreon, or do more of my Wikipedia rabbit hole research that is for nothing more than my own boredom and curiosity. And then I'll get up tomorrow and continue to pack up my apartment. Yay me.
And, yeah, that was, I mean, these are one of the many videos, many videos you'll find. Like I said, this particular video was seen by Abba and Preach and in a B-roll on Cold Fusion of all YouTubers, or I don't know if he's just on YouTube. But I'm going to tell you something. I have tried to take responsibility. I know this is back to me because I'm the host here. It's not about me to a certain point here. And I'm going to tell you something that, in New Hampshire, particularly, I think the culture of rural, you know, thinking about your own little world, you know, us versus them. Okay, politicizing everything. Everything has to be politicized. Everything needs to go to Concord. Like I said, my family right now is going through a lot of issues. And, you know, what's the most logical thing? Go to Concord with a sign and, you know, Adam Sexton, do, you know, maybe I give him the oral to get seen and get on News 9 or something like that. Or fuck Kelly, you know, who I think is really a boy, to get seen. I mean, there's just so many things that where things should not be politicized. The system is so screwed up in our social structure. We here we reward, you know, the loudest person, but then you have this soft-spoken, you know, person struggling. Okay, you know, Kelly Ayotte talks repeatedly about fentanyl. You know, when Jack Off Heath jacks off when Kelly's doing her, you know, iPhone phoner, where you hear the echoing from, you know, he gets turned on when she talks about finding fentanyl. What about the loneliness? What about the loneliness epidemic, Kelly? Do you even know what that means? Or are you literally a lone wolf? I really, you know, I keep saying her cunt smells and makes the Granite State smell like some old woman who's been fucked around too many times. But I think it's really a problem. Kelly, you know, should address that. If she's going to be a governor, you know, start complying with the RSA, stop cooking books, and start healing hearts. But Kelly is a sociopath, a narcissist, a malignant narcissist. She's not going to fix this problem. She's not going to fix this situation. Help, so not fix per se. She no one can fix anyone else's problems, theoretically. But she's not going to help the girl in the blue dress or other girls and other guys, young or old, feeling the same situation. Since everything's going to, you know, go through Concord, you know, that's why I brought it up, you know, Adam Sexton, I mean, WMUR has not covered this viral video. I fear something's wrong with her. That's my fear. There hasn't been any video since. For me personally, I have to be really careful what names I can say on YouTube, because the problem is that they have not liked what I've said about them. It's gotten negative reacts, so I can't really say anything. But there was this one girl who was not, we weren't close friends in school, but we became this friends on Facebook, and it was superficial. The person just kept leading me on in a connection through the app. It was disgusting. I blocked her, never spoke to her again. It was on December 2019 when I was in an abusive narcissistic manager situation. With an abusive narcissistic manager, I started blocking nearly 60 people on Facebook. The friends that I knew and their spouses and assholes. I wanted them to think I was dead. And then I came out of the dead after COVID, because halfway through the first year, in September, I thought, I'll never see these people ever again. And it really made me really angry. What angers me is how these stupid mama bears, the peck, the able-and-each people, these women that are fat and ugly, don't have a menstrual cycle anymore, and they think, I know what's best, and they're multiple sizes too big, and they think, I know what's best for me, my sister's child. And we get fucked over. You know, they think throwing us into the regular ed classroom will bring acceptance. What an experiment. You know, there's never been any buyer's remorse with when Laconia shut down. Never. And so, you know, I'm feeling pretty lonely too. And again, you can't talk to a girl in Southern New Hampshire, in a conservative state. I was at Market Basket a couple of weeks ago, going grocery shopping. Okay, there's this girl shorter than me, a woman closer to my age. She was trying to get something at the top shelf, and I'm like, do you need help? Literally, you know, she was kind of cute, but so I was trying to be nice. And she literally giggled at me and said, no, thank you, as if I was trying to hit on her. That is wrong. And again, the feminism shit in this state, let me tell you how that's a problem, okay? Because there are many women here that still believe in MAGA, but they're running the ways of feminism, okay? Don't breathe on me! Don't touch me! Don't look at me! But, you know, I'll just, you know, believe Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but also believe in you know, hard red policies. These kind of women are deplorable, okay? There are women I know that are in their 40s, hyper-individualists, holding herself by their boob straps, and they're nowhere really in their lives, okay? We need to report on that. You know, WMER needs to stop jacking off to women, putting them on a fucking pedestal like that Manchester craft market cunt. Sorry, Jessica Moores. I name dropped you, bitch. She blocked me on Techie Crafts on all social media because she doesn't like criticism. Because guess what? She'll get all the affirmation from a pirated TV station. Yeah, I'll shout out to Jessica. Because I just saw her yesterday at the mall. I was going into the store. I'm like, holy fuck, I'm in the Manchester craft market. Fuck this. Get the fuck out. Then I saw Jessica. I ran the fuck out because she's a cunt. There. I said, and I'm going to say why I call her out. She's stubborn, rigid, and is self-righteousness. That's when we used to call a woman a cunt back in the day. And now it's a sexist slur. In New Hampshire. I fucking hate this state. If Kelly gets elected, oh boy, get the fuck out of this state. Because I don't want women in this state in this power without accountability. She's breaking the RSA, breaks every fucking right to know law in the world. She went in my fucking public access center in Londonderry and talking about the right to know law and all this. This is a woman. We're supposed to just expire. Well, meanwhile, Nathan Greenberg was literally cooking the books at 268 Beam Yarmouth Road. Kelly doesn't do a damn fucking thing. What a cunt. What an evil cunt. Stubborn right wing. And this is the problem. This is why I'm single. Now, I only say it on this show, okay? Yes, I'm trying to prove myself. Try to be nice, okay? Try to be respectful. If you, you know, and don't assume that every woman is this way. Right? I try. Or guys, for that matter. But I don't trust men in general in this state. You know, just look at Marky Doyle running the E911 system in this state. He falsified me in a false police report in 2015 in the Merrimack Police Department, okay? I can't even take an ENG camera or even a film camera without being written up because, you know, the tolerance level, everyone's a threat. And WMUR kind of does that too. So just freedom doesn't really exist in the state. You wonder why? Maybe that's why people are feeling lonely? I mean, seriously, can we logically think why people are feeling so lonely in this state? Seriously, why are people feeling so lonely? You know, yeah. There's a lot of problems in this state, and I don't like going out in the community. I don't like going out in the community because I'm afraid of a police write up. You know, people. We have a media that will stalk you, and look what happened with Nashua. I mean, what happened in Nashua is illegal. Don't get me wrong. I just don't believe how the media is exploiting us and assume that every fucking man in this state must be molesting children and fucking them. And where our source was, Chevy's source was, you know, Benny's station, okay, which is regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. Just because you have the freedom to broadcast a license in this country doesn't mean there's a repercussion of what you say on your news updates. I wish death on these licenses. I wish New Hampshire had no broadcast media whatsoever. They ruin it. And yes, because everyone gets scared, and then everyone goes into their own little safe world. Yes, right-wingers, you're going in your safe world. And then you isolate, because you don't like the left, because the left is going to molest your children, so you think. You're delusional. Okay? So you go in your own bubble, and then you break your up by region, because then there's a war between Manchester and Nashua, Merrimack versus Londonderry, and then you start to fragment. This has been happening in this state longer than the United States has been divided for about 15 years. And no one has the balls to report on this. Nobody. WMUR loves division. WMUR loves it. They get their ratings. And they're an FCC licensed station. And they've been running without a license last year. I hate them. I literally hate the people. You know, Reed Lamberty, 20 years ago, was working at the flagship station on West 57th Street. And then his last career was at Channel 9. Guess what? He's now an Eversource propagandist. Catherine Underwood, she'll never be on TV ever again after Channel 9. Once you work with WMUR, you're killing your career. You never boom for it, unless you suck in the cock of the hearse, the bird, as I call it. But yes, this is just more of an unorganized rant, how much I hate this state and why I feel so lonely. The media complex, the political complex, the individuals that consume the media and go on a site and literally turn politics into sports. Yeah, I'm afraid of going out in the community. I'm afraid of flirting or just playing nice to a girl because, you know, she's got to be independent. She's got to have the muscles, her emotional muscles. You know, no one else takes responsibility. It's always the lowest common denominator has to be responsible in this state. I hate New Hampshire. And I wish the BA would exploit this state more and more to show how you should never live here. Don't live in this state. Unless you're the chosen one. Unless you're a right-wing white nationalist with a nice Franco surname like Kelly Ayotte, and, you know, or LaChance, LaFrance, LeClerc, anything with a French last name, because then you're a perfect white nationalist, and you're straight, and you're a Catholic, you're all taken care of. But if you're not any of that, you're a piece of cum in this state. It's really disgusting. It really, you know, I feel very lonely. And unless, if you have a lady parts, that's it, right? If you're a man, you're just like shit. But that's how I feel so lonely with no friends. Grew up in a snobby town in Londonderry where if you're not one of them, you didn't get into a school, you're not one of them. And, it's scary to live here in this state. It's becoming really scary the way that no one's being held responsible anymore. It's disgusting. And, this loneliness epidemic, this has literally been viral. It's been viral for almost a year now, from what I can tell. Is anyone going to do anything about it? Probably not. If it's the broadcast stations, they're going to have to get their standards and practices, the lawyers to authenticate the facts that this is a real person. Suck my dick and choke on it. Because people are dying in this state. And it's not from fucking fentanyl. Stop scapegoating. If anyone could do anything to help the state, don't get Kelly Ayotte into office. Hold her accountable. And stop covering every fucking thing out of the state house. We have something, again, this is supposed to be Eleanor, we're supposed to talk about the girl in the blue dress, but this kind of got a little bit on a tangent here, but here's one more thing that I wanted to play on Twitter, which was really disgusting, and this is a loneliness, this is part of our loneliness, everything's politicized, this is the LGBT community going to the state house yesterday because some alleged law that Sununu's vetoing is probably not on his personal, but they're making it personal. Roll it.
Don't take our rights to fall in line.
And this is what New Hampshire politics have led to. It leads to degradation to culture. It leads to degradation to us versus them, both on the left and on the right. And it makes us feel lonely. Well, you know, I'm autistic. I'm a normal guy. I like to like phones, desk phones, blah blah blah. I like telephony, enterprise technology, whatever. Hi, how are you? Oh, what? I'm from Merrimack. Oh, I'm not enough. Oh, you're from this town. Like, literally, why are we doing this? Why are we killing ourselves? Why are we not calling the state government, or not the state government, the state culture to 988? We are killing ourselves. Not just ourselves by ourselves, but just our culture in New Hampshire. You're not going to hear it on USA. You're not going to hear it on Bill Binney's propaganda outlet. Jack off Heath is going to just keep saying fentanyl is destroying the state because he's going to jack off to Kelly Ayotte where her cunt doesn't smell. The state is full of evil. And people are suffering. And this is one anecdote, mine and the girl in the blue dress. Alright, that's the end for the weekly news. It's a little bit heavy. We had some unfortunate breaking news that were coming in. We ride on the seat of the pants like a bipolar, schizophrenic, borderline, was the word I wanted to say, a narcissistic borderline. That was my grade school, my special ed program, my Antichrist special ed manager. I hate her so much. I hope she goes to hell. Go with the flow. Okay, narcissist. I hope you go to hell. Have a great one. Bye-bye.